Are all your eggs in one basket? Are all your eggs in one basket? So often we say, well, we shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket because if we bump one basket and break some eggs or do this or do that, that it's not too good. But are all your eggs in one basket? Think about it. Think about it very seriously because it's something that is what you want to do. Now, if everything you do is good, if everything you do is beautiful, if everything you do is loving, if everything you do is fantastic, if everything you do is something that you are exceedingly proud about, well, then put it all in one basket. And then you only have one basket to carry. And if all the things that you do are loving, beautiful, unconditionally loving, wonderful, happy, fulfilling in every way, then you can be sure that they're worthy of being in one basket. So many times we carry lots of baskets, and we carry these baskets because we are confused. Because we are living in many dimensions at once. We're living on multi-programming ourselves. And do we really want to live that way? Do we really want to be that way? Do we want to go around the world and have good stuff in this basket and bad stuff in this basket and happy stuff in this basket and unhappy stuff in that basket? It's not worth it. Keep everything in one basket and have everything be good. Everything be good. Because the more you concentrate on having everything being good, the more you experience everything being good, the more you concentrate on everything being fantastic in your life, the more all these things in your life are fantastic and are glorious and are good and are marvelous and are the type of thing you want to know and want to experience. But this takes practice. This takes dedication. This takes working with yourself so that you only think good thoughts. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. That's what the rabbit's mother said to him. Yeah. When Peter Rabbit was going around saying things about Bambi and about other beings, and she said, if you can't say something nice, don't say something at all. And really, if we can't go around saying wonderful things about ourselves and wonderful things about our world, we shouldn't say anything at all. Practice saying wonderful things. Make it a habit. Make it a habit that you're putting eggs in your basket, which are happiness. You're putting eggs in your basket, which are joy and peace and harmony. You're putting eggs in your basket, which are utterly magnificent and utterly fantastic in every beautiful way. And as you're putting these type of eggs in your basket, that's the type of results that you are getting. That's the type of life that you're living. That's the type of magic that you're having take place every moment of your life, every moment of your being. But this takes practice. Practice, practice, practice. So, practice. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Practice saying nice things. Practice living a good life. Practice being a thoughtful, joyful, wonderful person. Now, it's not a matter that you think before you speak. You think before you act. You think. It is your habit. It is your method of living. It is your way of acting. It's your way of being yourself. You yourself are the habit of being a happy, wonderful, fantastic, joyous, marvelous person. The type of person that sets the world on fire with all your joy, with all your peace, with all your love, with all your goodness. If you walk into a room with a smile on your face, you can be sure you're going to elicit smiles from everyone in that room. Everyone in that room is going to look at you and say, hey, that's a happy person. That's a joyful person. That's a marvelous person. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yes, that's what they're going to say. And that's what you're going to be. It's up to you. It's up to you every single moment of your life who and what you are. These are the eggs we put in our basket. The eggs of peace. We go into a room, we have peace in our heart, and the whole room is filled with peace. We go into a room, we have joy in our hearts, and the whole room is filled with joy. We look at a trying situation and we say, oh, let's see, there's a way to we can do this. Come on, let's think of how many possibilities have we got here. And with your happy, joyous expectation, with your attitude that there are better ways to do it, and there are happy ways, and there are good ways, and you are going to find those ways. That's what makes the difference in your world, and your life, and your egg basket. Now, true, we don't carry baskets very often with eggs in them. The farmer does in his simple farm, but most farms are sort of advanced, and they get really heavy duty. But you, don't worry about that. You don't look at this in a multifaceted way. You look at it at a single way. You look at, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Let everything I do, everything I say, be a blessing to me and to all the world. Let everywhere I go, everywhere I turn, let all the world look at me and say, ah, I like that guy. That's a wonderful person. That's a wonderful person. It's nice to see that person in my world. Hey, I like that guy. I like that person. And when people go around saying they like you, you can be sure that you're a good egg. Yeah, you've heard that, haven't you? Are you a good egg? Are you a good being? Are you a good person who just is fabulous and glorious and marvelous in every possible way? Well, if you are, you've got it made. You've got it made, and you've got it made, and it is wonderful. Today, start saying to yourself, I am a happy person. Today, start saying to yourself, I am a good egg. Yes, that's right. Today, start saying to yourself, I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. In our morning affirmation that we do here at the monastery, we say, first, om, 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 and then, I like me. 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 7 times. I'm independently wealthy. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And as we say this during our om, during our meditation time, we are affirming, I like me, I like me, I like me. We are affirming 7 times, we're affirming that, and we affirm that because that's what it's all about. All is in divine order for someone who likes himself, and I like myself. All is in divine order for someone who feels that the world is a wonderful place to live. All is in divine order when a person feels that this is a fantastic life we're living. But it's a fantastic life only because I made it so. Only because every thought I think is a fantastic thought. Every thought I think is a good thought, a joyous thought, a marvelous thought, an uplifting thought. Every thought I think is a thought that if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And this is what I believe. And this is what I know. How about you? Can you do this for yourself? Can you do this so that your life will be filled with fantastic qualities of goodness and joy and peace and happiness and harmony? Yes, you can. And you do it starting today. And you do it because you love yourself. And when you love yourself, everything works out wonderful. Yes, put all your eggs in one basket. And let all your eggs be happy eggs. Let all your eggs be joyous eggs. Let all your eggs be eggs that are the ones you want. Ellen went shopping the other day and bought some eggs and thought she bought big ones because it said big on the box. But when she opened it, there were little eggs. And there were little eggs, and she likes big eggs, and I like big eggs. And she always buys big eggs because they're what make us happy. Do what makes you happy. Let your eggs be happy eggs, and let them be the kind of eggs that show you to be the kind of person who puts all your eggs in one basket because they're all good, they're all happy, they're all harmonious, they're all fabulous, and they're all your eggs. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.